This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, Coast to Coast, the Shining Sea, Newsmax TV. It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. You know why it's raw and unfiltered? No other show like it on American TV. No other show like it on American radio. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no staff telling me what to say. Nobody telling me what to say or do. I'm just out here by myself, raw and unfiltered, with my reaction to all the biggest news stories of the day. And who picks what are the best news stories today? What are the most important news stories today to the average Trump supporter, the average middle-class, working-class American patriot? I do. This is my baby. You know, I feel a lot like Matt Drudge. That's what Drudge does. He picks the stories on the cover of Drudge Report. I pick the stories for Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And from the fan mail I get, you all love the stories I pick, and you love the angles I take. By the way, we've got a poll question tonight. So let's get to it. President Trump has said there is a great appetite for expanded background checks on firearm sales. That brings us to today's poll question. Should President Trump support background checks for gun buyers? All you have to do is text the word poll to 95577, 95577. We'll send you the question. You can lock in your vote. Should President Trump support background checks for gun buyers? I always predict what you guys are going to say. I would say it's going to be 90% say no. We don't want background checks. Now, I'm a little more nuanced on this one than I'm usually. I mean, I'm as conservative to the right of Attila the Hun on most issues, right? And I'm with Trump or to the right of Trump. I'm with Reagan or to the right of Reagan. I'm with Jack Kemp or to the right of Kemp. I'm with Barry Goldwater or to the right of Barry Goldwater on every economic issue. And on most other issues as well. But on this one, here's what I'll say. I'm all for the Second Amendment. You don't find many people more for the right to bear arms than Wayne Allen Root. But we have to win elections, and we got to win in 2020, or the country's done. And Trump's got to win, and we got to take back the House, and we got to hold the Senate. That's a lot of stuff that we got to accomplish. And I just think there's a lot of women in this country that are not as conservative as you or me, as Wayne Root or Donald Trump, on these issues like guns. They don't see it the way we do. They see madmen running around the country killing people. Trump's got to do something. So I would do something, but I'd make it very narrow, very niche-like, very narrow, and very reasonable, acceptable, and palatable to conservatives and to fans of, gun owners, fans of the NRA. Make sure that you don't alienate your base. Make it narrow. Make it moderate. Don't go to the left. Don't hang out with the liberals, because you won't get a single liberal vote, but you'll turn off your own base. But then also, let me add an asterisk here, a caveat. President Trump, if you're watching, you got a horse trade. I don't know why you think it's okay to just go, okay, I'll do a little background check, or I'll do a little red flag, and it'll be narrow like Wayne Root wants. But even that, you got a horse trade. Get something for us. Reciprocity. There is nothing more important to stopping mass shootings than reciprocity of CCW licenses. I've got a CCW license. I'm a licensed gun owner and a gun owner who can carry concealed. CCW, concealed carry permit for my weapon. And I've got it in Nevada, but I can't use it in New York or New Jersey or California or Oregon or Washington or Colorado, for that matter, by the way. Surprisingly, amazingly, disappointingly, tragically, Colorado siding with New York, New Jersey, and California. But the point is, my ability to get that gun license should allow me to use that gun any one of the 50 states in the United States. There should be federal legislation for reciprocity, because we, the gun owners of America, are the first responders. Not the police. I love the police. I'm the world's biggest police fan, but the police are always there in 6 minutes when you need them in five, because they can't be everywhere at once, and it takes time to get there, and you get mugged in a second. You get killed in 2 seconds. You get raped in a minute. So you got to take care of yourself, or somebody nearby has got to have a licensed gun. They got to be trained. They got to be professional about it. I'm not, you know, this isn't the Wild West. I want everyone to get trained who has a gun license. And to get that license, you got to be trained to get your CCW in the state of Nevada. I am trained. So I want reciprocity. That's my answer to the problem. So if you're not going to horse trade for reciprocity, and you're just going to give liberals what they want, it's going to be bad news for America. It's going to be bad news for more mass shootings. Not going to solve a thing, background checks, nothing. Because all these guys will get their guns illegally anyway, number one. And two, every one of the mass shooters got their guns legally. They could always get them illegally, but they got them legally. So how are you going to stop it with more background checks? You're not. Red flag laws? Maybe, if it's very narrowly focused, but in general I'm against them, because I know they're going to try and use it against American vets. They're going to use it against vets who came back from any war in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, in the last 5 years, the last 3 years, the last 2 years. These guys all have PTSD, right? They all have post-traumatic stress syndrome. So they're going to use that against them and say, you can't use a gun. They're going to use the red flag law against vets. So I'm not a big fan of that either. But if you could do a very narrowly focused one, very narrowly focused, very careful, respecting our rights, our human rights, our constitutional rights, and our civil rights, and horse trade to get us something great like reciprocity. And then the second thing is ban gun-free zones, Mr. President. Ban gun-free zones. That's where all the crimes happen, all the killings happen, all the mass shootings happen, all the murders happen. It's always in a gun-free zone. Gun-free zones don't work. It's an advertisement that everyone in there will be helpless. Everyone in there will be killed. One person that is a fan of mine just sent me a note today and said, gun-free zones are such a nightmare. I've lived through it, Wayne. He was in an office shooting situation. I don't have the email in front of me, but let me tell you what I can remember. I get over 1,000 emails a day nowadays, and a lot of them, most of them are from my fans. And I just remember, I think he said he was in the state of Washington, and I believe his office had a key. You can't get in without a car key. And so it was a gun-free zone, and the police could not. Oh, it was Virginia. He was in Virginia. There was a shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the last year, and he was in that office, and the police could not get in because they didn't have the car key, so it took them like 10 minutes to figure out a way to get access to the building. And once they got in, this guy was loose for 10 minutes in the building, killing people, and no one could shoot back or fight back because they didn't have guns, because it was a gun-free zone. And they obeyed the law, and he didn't. That's my feeling about gun-free zones. That's the problem right there. Law-abiding people abide the law and don't bring a gun in. And same thing with gun control in general. Strict gun control cities like Chicago. Does it help? No. 60 people shot every weekend. 70 people shot every weekend. 10 of them shot dead. So does it help? No. Why doesn't it help? Because the people who are honest and law-abiding and tax-paying and believe in the law and believe in the Constitution and have something to lose, that's always the case. Republicans always have something to lose. We own a home, we own a business, we own a car, we got kids. We can't afford to go to jail. So if the law is you can't carry a gun, we're never going to carry a gun. But the criminals don't care. They got nothing to lose. They don't own a home. They don't own anything. They don't have a family. You know, so they're not going to obey the law. So they buy a gun illegally. So all I could tell you, Mr. President, is be very, very careful on this one. Do not overreact. And yet, I'm on your team. I'm on your side. I know you got to do something because we have to make suburban women, suburban mothers happy, comfortable, that America's not the Wild West and there's not going to be a mass shooting every other week or every other day in the United States of America. So do something but tread lightly, President Trump. All right, some more news. Now, again, the liberals out there said that after these mass shootings, oh, all white males are bad, all Republicans are bad, Trump's bad, he's to blame, you and I are to blame, deplorables to blame. Meanwhile, there's been so many instances of outrageous acts by liberals. Look at Joaquin Castro, congressman, Democrat, Texas, who doxed Republicans' owners in his district in San Antonio just 2 days ago. Doxed, meaning he gave out their home address or their office address. So they could be killed. Folks, I know that wasn't what was in his mind. I'm sure if you asked him, Joaquin Castro would say, I didn't want someone to be killed. But it doesn't matter. You can't give home addresses out of people you disagree with on the internet or on Twitter or on Facebook for the whole world to see when there's a lot of mentally ill people out there and a lot of anti-violent people out there who are going to kill someone for being a Trump contributor or walk into your place of business and kill your employees. Maybe you're not there. Maybe they go to your home. They don't kill you. They kill your wife or your kid or your all of the above. Horrible. Proving once again the violence is on the other side. The Trump derangement attitude side. And so here's another great example. I see our time's winding down in segment one, but I want to get my point in. How much time do we have left, Chris? All right. Get my point in quick. Hollywood blockbuster coming out. And it's about vacationers, privileged vacationers, hunting deplorables for sport. That's what the movie's about. Hunting Trump voters and killing them on a remote island. I'll tell you about it when we get back. When you hear it, you'll get sick to your stomach. It's outrageous. It's more proof, as I've been saying. That's kind of what my show's about, right? Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, is about two things. How much I love Trump, celebrate Trump, think he's a great president, number one. And number two, how crazy the other side is. How violent the other side is. How irrational the other side is. How juvenile the other side is. A movie about hunting and killing Republican Trump supporters. Can you imagine if we did a movie in Hollywood about hunting down and killing Obama supporters? When I get back, I'll tell you about it. I want to mention my sponsor real quick, Sam Lannis, the Lannis Tax Group. I believe he's the best damn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the United States. He took care of me twice. I didn't owe a penny. He's the greatest. Give him a call. It's a free consultation with one of the best tax attorneys in America. Easy to remember how to contact him. 1-800, we help you. Because you're an underdog. You take on the IRS without Sam Lannis by your side. So 800, we help you with the letter U, or go to wehelpyou.com. It's been the sponsor of the show for 3.5 years. Thank you, Sam. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you I would tell you about this Hollywood blockbuster coming out that satirizes the killing of deplorables. People are calling it demented and evil. Here's Democrats saying white males who support Trump are bad people. And then Democrats come out and they put movies out that encourage people, crazy people, demented people who don't know right from wrong. You know, like those kids who were the mass murderers. By the way, one was conservative-leaning and the other was liberal, Antifa. The kid in Dayton, Ohio, I never say their names because I don't want to give them any publicity, but the kid in Dayton, Ohio, was a nutcase. And he was Antifa, and he was far left, and he talked about AOC language, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He talked about concentration camps on the border. Sounds just like AOC. And he said he supported Elizabeth Warren. Couldn't stand Trump. Media's ignoring that, staying away from it. It's fraud. It's absolute fraud. All they talk about all day long, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso, because Dayton doesn't fit their narrative. But, you know, what do you think when people say the horrific things on the left that they've been saying about Donald Trump and towards Donald Trump, when Joe Biden says horrific things about Donald Trump? But here's a Hollywood blockbuster that's encouraging murder. It's a controversial movie about privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. And it's about a month before its scheduled release. So it'll be out a month after El Paso and Dayton. It's called The Hunt. And it's billed as a satire that follows wealthy thrill seekers taking a private jet. Well, of course, if they're wealthy and they're liberal, they're on a private jet to a five-star resort. Of course, if they're wealthy and liberal, Leonardo DiCaprio only goes with models in private jets to five-star resorts while he's talking about climate change and wasting more gas in one trip than I use up in my lifetime. Makes a lot of sense. And talks about, you know, race, prejudice, racism. Well, he's flying in a private jet 10,000 feet in the air above bad neighborhoods, never will step foot in those neighborhoods, while he rides around in limousines from his rich Beverly Hills home to his Malibu beach house to his movie set, and never stops to look at a poor person, never drives through a black neighborhood. If he has kids, I don't think Leo has kids, but if he had kids, he'd send them to, you know, $80,000 a year private school where there are no black kids. And if he sent those kids to college, they'd go to Harvard or Stanford, where everybody's lily white and rich and privileged. So, you know what I feel about it. It's the biggest joke in the world. But anyway, The Hunt is billed as a satire that follows wealthy thrill seekers taking a private jet to a five-star resort where they embark on a, here's an interesting phrase, deeply rewarding expedition to hunt down and kill designated humans. The Hollywood Reporter reported that Universal Pictures is the one putting this film out, is reevaluating its strategy for certain controversial trailers about the film because of the shootings. So let's talk about this for a minute. First of all, liberals are saying it's okay to hunt down and murder conservative Republicans, Trump supporters, etc., etc. That's number one. Number two, they had no problem with the trailer showing them hunting down, oh, and call them nasty names, deplorables. And number two, they're saying they have no problem at all showing trailers on national TV that show them hunting down and killing deplorables until the mass murders happen in El Paso and Dayton. Until that happened, they had no problem with it at all. Now they might postpone those trailers or change those trailers. And second of all, it comes out now that they're not even going to postpone the film. They originally were going to postpone the film, and now they're going to let it come out on time. So it just shows you, here it is, NBC Universal plans to release The Hunt despite the backlash. It's going to be released as scheduled on September 27th, despite significant backlash over the film that depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. Let's switch lanes for a minute and get back to some other terrible things that liberals do. If you go back in time to communism, socialism, Cuba, Venezuela, the Soviet Union, People's Republic of China, North Korea, the list goes on. There's a thread that they all share. It's not just murder. It's not just torture. It's not taxing you to death, taking all the money away from the people. But it's also censorship. Facebook censored me yesterday, took away my right to post because I told the truth. And now Twitter is censoring Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader of the United States of America, because his campaign site put up a video of liberal protesters outside Mitch's house screaming how they want to murder him. Murder him. He showed the video of how they want to murder him, and their response is to censor him till he takes the video down. That's pretty amazing stuff. All right, when we get back, we'll take your calls. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can reach me on email anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can reach me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Root for America. See you in a sec.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two women were stabbed while waiting for a bus in Pittsburgh. Police Chief Scott Schubert
struck the woman, stabbing her, and then turned around and stabbed another person. The officer took immediate action.
The officer was able to apprehend the suspect. The first woman died at the hospital. The other is expected to recover. The attack came just hours after a man with two machetes went on a deadly stabbing spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California. He first stabbed and killed two men in an apartment building. The suspect stabbed a woman in an insurance office, and she survived. He then went to a gas station and stabbed a man there and nearly sliced off his nose. He then killed someone at a Subway shop, and then he stabbed and killed a security guard outside of the 7-Eleven. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, your conservative warrior, your Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, and your capitalist evangelist with you on Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Joseph Williams. Take down these numbers. Jot them down. First of all, the phone number, 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. The website is vacationrestoration.com. Now, Joe Williams is the finest hair restoration doctor in America and one of the finest in the world, in my opinion. And he's offering you a free vacation to Las Vegas to get your hair restoration done by one of the finest doctors in the world. How's this for credibility? Celebrities, billionaire businessmen, even a sitting president complete with a Secret Service team have flown in from all over the world to Vegas so Dr. Joseph Williams can do their hair. We've been best friends for 18 years. I've seen the before and after. The guy is amazing. He's a pioneer in his field. He's one of about 200 doctors in the world who gets the title of Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. He is an artist. It is his life's work. But while about 2% of his clients are the princes and the kings and the presidents and the billionaire businessmen and the CEOs, 98% are average people just like you from everywhere in the United States to fly in to do this or from right in his backyard in Vegas and Reno where he's got his offices. So if you're in Vegas or Reno, thank your lucky stars, he's in your backyard. But if you're anywhere else in the United States, get a free vacation to Vegas. Remember, he offers reasonable and affordable prices and financing provided so you can pay over a preferred payment plan. It's vacationrestoration.com. It's a free consultation. It costs you nothing. If you're balding, if you're thinning, check it out. Give him a call. 888-357-0888 and let him know Wayne Root sent you. His best buddy. So Joe Biden was triggered today. We're going to take calls in about 1 minute. But Joe Biden was triggered today. Breitbart's got a great editor by the name of Joel Pollack. He's on my radio show all the time. We have him every other week or so. And Joel Pollack confronted Joe Biden and basically told Biden, you're lying about Trump. Stop lying about Trump. Because Biden was at a state fair in Iowa, and he repeated the lie that liberals repeat, and liberal politicians repeat, and Democrats repeat, and the media repeats, and the lie is that Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people in Charlottesville. And he did. That's not what he did. It's not what he did. He said that neo-Nazis are terrible people, but that there were fine people there who, on both sides of the debate, who were debating taking down Confederate statues like General Robert E. Lee. That's what Trump said. And it all got taken out of context and fraudulently changed by the media to that fact that he was supporting neo-Nazis. Never happened. So Pollack says to Joe Biden, Mr. Vice President, are you aware you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people. And Biden says, no, he called all those folks neo-Nazis. He called them that, shouting hate, their veins bulging. And Pollack said, but he specifically said he was condemning neo-Nazis. And Biden said, not specifically. And Pollack started to reply. And Biden, with the veins popping out of his neck, said, no, he did not. He said, he walked out. He said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They're chanting anti-Semitic slogans and carrying Nazi flags. Well, here's what Trump specifically said. I'm not talking about neo-Nazis and white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. He used the phrase very fine people to refer to non-violent protesters on both sides debating the removal of a Confederate monument. There you have it. So Joel Pollack calls him out. Biden's a liar. He knows he's a liar. The Democratic Party, the national liberal media, they're all lying about what Trump says. They do it every day, and they do it to me every day. All right, let's take some calls. J.D. in Las Vegas, my hometown. K-Bet, how you doing, J.D.?
I'm doing great, but getting better. I agree with just about everything you've been saying, and I just want to tell your nationwide audience what you had in your Las Vegas Review Journal article today. I find it amazing that Mr. Trump and all of his surrogates, and I know you'll be on it, but I'm requesting that all your listeners around the country call their congressmen and senators and ask them why the 2018 annual report and source book of federal sentencing statistics reports non-citizens, primarily illegal aliens, who make up only 7% of America's population, but commit 42% of federal crimes, as you have written in your article today. This should be shouted out from the mountaintops by every Trump official, including the president, and I request that your listeners call your senators in their states and their congressmen and ask them why. Number two, the press is reporting hate crimes up, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but what they're failing to admit is that 50% of the hate crimes that are up are against Jewish people.
Mm. Well, that's how they do it. I mean, they did the same thing with El Paso. There were two mass shootings.
Now,
one, right? They only mention El Paso. They don't mention Dayton.
If you read, I suggest, I know you don't have the time, but I suggest you have somebody read the entire manifesto by the kid from El Paso. He specifically says that he is not doing anything because of Trump in that manifesto. He specifically says a lot of the things that are happening in this country that he's mad at, but it has nothing to do with Trump. So that is another lie.
All right, so JD, here's the thing. That one, look, I'm aware that he said that, but I also know that he said he wasn't triggered by Trump. He was triggered by the Democratic debates and all the Democratic presidential candidates saying that they want to give free health care to illegals. So I don't want to get too, you know, into the weeds with this guy. He's a bad guy. He's a horrible human being. He's evil. And certainly being anti-Hispanic and not wanting the country to be handed over to Hispanics and believing that we can't give health care to Hispanics, he'll be calcified as a conservative no matter what you and I try and do. So let's just leave it alone and admit the Dayton guy was a liberal, Antifa, Warren supporter. Is it her fault? No. Is it Trump's fault for this guy? No. Stop blaming politicians when some nut job goes wild. It's not Trump's fault any more than it's Elizabeth Warren's fault. There you go. Okay? Hey, JD, we got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Marie in South Carolina on line two. Marie, you're on with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Wayne. How are you doing?
Long time no here. How are you?
I know. I wanted to comment about, you know, I understand why they might want this red flag deal.
Yeah.
But I believe I have a real serious problem with that. Because if liberals or anyone with that red flag law, they can confiscate or keep law-abiding American citizens from having guns. And I want to make one more comment, Wayne.
Okay.
This with Bill O'Reilly. I am very disappointed in Bill O'Reilly. He lost credibility with me when he said he would vote for Joe Biden.
Well,
Joe Biden
I hear you. Let's not misquote. No, I'm with you. I can't stand Biden, and I was a little surprised too. But he didn't say he'd vote for him. The question was, if you were going to ever vote for any of the Democrats in the field, is there anyone you could actually stomach voting for? Doesn't mean you'd ever vote for him. I'm sure Bill O'Reilly would tell you he's voting for Donald Trump for re-election.
I should hope not. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say is Bill O'Reilly is one of the great heroes in America today. I watched him for 20 years. I think he's the greatest. I don't believe for a second he actually meant he would vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden isn't, you know, he's very naive if he thinks Joe Biden in any way is moderate. He's not moderate. He's been pulled way to the left by the
Joe
Democratic
Biden
Party.
Joe Biden is a loose cannon like the rest of those Democrats.
I don't believe he'll be the nominee anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it. But listen, no one's ever fought harder for middle-class Americans than Bill O'Reilly. So all I could tell you is I love Bill. Maybe I'll have a disagreement now and then. He didn't mean he's voting for Joe Biden. He meant if there was anyone there he could ever even think about voting, the only one would be Joe Biden. That's all he meant. He was trying to come up with someone that might be considered a little more moderate than the wild-eyed radicals. Believe me, my eyebrows raised when he said that as well. But I would never think badly of Bill. Bill's a hero of mine. So in any case, Marie, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. We got Vinny from Nevada on line three. Vinny, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You know what? This, too, shall pass. never seen anything like this. You know, I'm a gun guy. I just got my license renewed, 75 years old. And what they're looking at is a federal registry. It's not going to happen in Nevada, I hope. But we now have a Democratic governor, and because, now I want you to hear this, because 400,000 people in Clark County, 400,000 Republicans didn't vote in the midterms.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. If that's the number, I didn't know the number. If that's true, you're telling me there are 400,000 registered Republicans who didn't vote in, just in the Clark County, Nevada, which is Las Vegas, who didn't vote in the midterms? Is that true? I'll look up
that
fact.
You can check it out with the Secretary of State.
Yeah. Well, by the way, there's a good reason they didn't vote, okay? I always vote, but there's a good reason they didn't vote. We have the most uninspiring Republican Party in Nevada I've ever seen in my entire life. It is just run so badly from top to bottom in this state. And we have the worst candidates I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, you got to understand, Vinny, we had a guy running for governor who was scared of his own shadow, a guy running for U.S. Senate, scared of his own shadow, spent a year bad-mouthing Donald Trump. These are the Republican candidates. Republicans running for Congress scared of their own shadow, scared of President Trump. I mean, the party has been wrecked in Nevada. The question is whether they've got a team in place to change it for 2020, and a team that I hope is put in place by President Trump, because what's happening now is a disaster. What's happening now is embarrassing. The Nevada Republican Party at the moment is in shambles, and let's hope President Trump doesn't need the electoral votes of Nevada to win the presidency. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We shall return. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much, and everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, what did I predict? It's going to be overwhelmingly no on the poll results here at Newsmax TV. What do the people want? Do they want Trump to actually put in background checks? They want them. The answer is 73% no, 27% yes. I think it's nuanced. I want him to do something very narrow, very minor, throw a bone, make people happy, so you pick up a few independent votes and a few Republican women and a few moms who are scared for their kids, want to make them feel happy, want to make them feel comfortable, want to make them feel listened to in the United States of America, but not too much because it's a fact. It doesn't work. No matter what you do, it won't work. It doesn't work in Chicago. It doesn't work in Mexico. There's one gun store in the entire Mexico. Did you know that? I didn't get that from Trump's site. I didn't get that from some conservative red meat site. I got it from Wikipedia, a liberal source of news. Wikipedia says one gun store in the entire country of Mexico, yet last year 25,000 Mexicans were murdered. And this year, 17,000 and change murdered in the first 6 months of the year, an all-time record, so it's going to be more than 25,000 for the year. Even though there's no guns, strict gun control, and only one gun store, not in the state, not in the city, in the country, one. And still, everyone's got guns. So you can't stop it with gun control. Same thing in Chicago. Before I take some more calls, let me go to my sponsor. My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this last segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, colds, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome, recognize any of those? Apply to you? If it does, go get it, man. My Doctor Suggests great products that changed my life. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years, haven't missed a minute on the air due to a hoarse voice in 3.5 years. No brain fog anymore, ever, and I only sleep now 4 or 5 hours a night. I used to need 8 hours. Now I sleep 4 or 5 hours, and I wake up sharp as a laser-guided missile. Leaky gut, gone. Thing of the past. I eat food. I'm not tired anymore. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I get more fan mail about them than any other product ever on my shows. Toll free, 866-660-9868. Toll free, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or use the promo code ROOT and get 20% off each and every order. Let's grab some calls. Let's take Joe in Ohio, line 3. Joe, who's a Democrat, calling the Wayne Allyn Show. What you got in your mind, Joe?
Wayne, hey, thank you, and just stay healthy. I appreciate your show. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Listen, I have another question for you. If you indulge me for a second, I called you about a month and a half ago, and I asked you a question that I thought was going to stump you, and you answered it before you took the next breath. So I have another question for you.
Go ahead.
And that is, I'm a little bit older than you, just say by a year or two, and I'm a very sociable person in my area, in the state, and I fortunately, I have a lot of friends and know a lot of people. And for the last several months, since the racism thing has dropped a little bit, it's all now white nationalism. And I just want to know if I agree with Trump on his border policies, on police, on military, I must be a white nationalist. So if I'm a white nationalist, here's the question I got for you. Who do I call to join, or do I have to call Donald Trump and get anointed as a white nationalist?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm one, too, because I like his border policies, and I like his economic policies. And here's a guy, if he's a white nationalist, I've said this on and off for 2 years now. If he's a racist, and if he's a white nationalist, then Trump is the worst white nationalist and the worst white supremacist in the history of America. If he's a Nazi, he's the worst Nazi. Because his economic programs and policies, his agenda, has done more good for black jobs and Hispanic jobs and gay jobs and Muslim jobs and Jewish jobs than anybody in history. He must be the worst racist that ever lived. You know? I mean, it's hilarious. Believe me, he's no white supremacist. Ridiculous.
Well, listen, in my opinion, in order to be racist, you have to have a deep resentment or hatred towards a group of people or a nationality. The Japanese invaded us, and my dad served in the Second World War. I don't hate Japanese people.
Well,
I don't hate Russians. I don't hate blacks, Mexicans,
hey Joe,
none of them.
Joe, my dad fought in World War II. He fought in the Pacific Theater. He fought in Okinawa.
Okinawa, watched that show.
Saipan and Okinawa. And not only do I not hate Japanese, but I eat sushi 4 times a week. So I'm making them rich. I'm making them filthy rich. I don't have a hateful bone in my body to anyone except liberals who want to take this country down and want to destroy American and American exceptionalism and want to destroy patriotism, want to take my guns away, want to separate me from my money, want to ruin my business, want to turn America into Venezuela or Cuba. Yeah, those people I don't like. But, you know, the thing is, I'm Jewish. Most of my friends who are Jewish are liberal, and I love them as people. I just don't like their politics. So you can love a person and still hate their politics. I know how to separate those two, you know? But I still can't separate it from the people who are liberal, and they say things like, Trump's got to die, or I want to assassinate Trump, every day on Twitter and Facebook. Those things are out there every single day. When Joe Biden says Trump is a white supremacist, he's KKK, that's disgusting. That's slander. That's beneath the dignity of anyone running for president of the United States. When he lies about Charlottesville, Trump never said white supremacists are nice people. That's disgusting. I can't forgive him for that. Can't do it. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back here with Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. More truth that the liberals can't stand. Have a great night. All the cops out there, be safe.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.